The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into your Champions League-only episode of The Early Edge, your sports betting brand of record. It doesn't matter the sport. It doesn't matter the day. We are here 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And the beautiful part about soccer is that you've got league season and you've got Champions League season. Of course, I am the coach, but this is not my show. I'm just here to navigate. Let's bring in the true star of the show. Live from just south of London, England, Martin W. Green. Welcome back to your episode, sir. Hello.
Thank you for having me back on the show, coach. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah, the soccer action comes in thick and fast over the coming months. So we've got Champions League action. Then at Christmas time, there's Premier League games like every two or three days. So you've got all sorts to bet on. It's never going to stop.
Oh, and we love it. We're here for it. But we need you for our expertise. We say all the time, it's about education, but also entertainment. This is supposed to be fun. And this is going to be fun. Now, you can check out every Champions League game on Paramount Plus. If you're not a member yet, you need to be. So, Martin, let's jump right in. Our first game, Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern time, Chelsea, Juventus. And I'm still holding that futures ticket on Juventus. Maybe they can go on a magical, historic run late in the season to cash that ticket. I'm not counting on it, though. Talk to me on this game.
Well, you never know, coach. They've won two in a row and they've cut the deficit to just 11 points behind Napoli and AC Milan now. So things are looking up for Juventus. They've been very good in recent weeks. They actually beat Chelsea as well, 1-0 in Turin earlier this season. That was a bit of a shock result because obviously Chelsea are the European champions. They won this tournament last season. They did dominate that game. They had 74% of possession. They had 16 shots on goal. But they just couldn't find a breakthrough. They were missing key midfielder N'Golo Kante, who was the man of the match in the Champions League final last season. He tested positive for COVID-19 before that game. So that was a blow for Chelsea. He's obviously back now. That was a while ago. He was terrific against Leicester. They won 3-0 on Saturday. It's going to be a tight game. It's going to be very cold. That's why I'm wearing a hoodie now, because it's freezing in London. So might be a bit cold for those Juventus players. I'm not expecting tons of goals to be flying in. But if Chelsea play to their full potential, they should just about gain revenge. So I've thrown in Chelsea see an under 4.5 goals there for a bit more value.
All right, that's coming in at minus 115. This is a clash in Group H of the Champions League. All right, moving on. Let's stay on Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern time. Young Boys taking on Atalanta. And there is a trend going against one team that is pushing you towards the other side. Which side is it?
I'm going for Atalanta in this one. They beat Young Boys when the teams met in Bergamo earlier this season. Atalanta was missing a couple of key forwards at that time as well. It was missing Josip Iličić, a Slovenian striker, and Luis Muriel, who's Colombian. They're both now back in the team, and Atalanta is back to its free-scoring best. It's on a 6-game unbeaten streak in Serie A, and it should be able to outgun Young Boys in this game, I believe. Young Boys, which is a terrible name for a soccer team.
Terrible name.
Apparently in Bern, they're just called EB. They call that okay. YB, but they got EB. Okay. Anyway, yeah, they beat Man United in their first game, but that was after Aaron Wan-Bissaka was sent off early for Man United. Since then, Young Boys has lost all three games. It's bottom of the group. Its form in the Swiss League has also been poor. Hasn't won in four matches. So I really think Atalanta should win this one. The odds have been going in a bit. So I got minus 114. The odds might be changing. If you agree with me, I would bet on them sooner rather than later.
All right. We don't want it to go up. There's a reason we call this show the Early Edge. Get it in when Martin tells you to get it in. All right. Moving on. There's a third game on Tuesday that we absolutely love. Mamo taking on Zenit. Now, in this game, Mamo, they have a horrible goal differential, if I'm not mistaken. What do you like in this one?
Yeah, Malmo have been shocking in the Champions League so far this season. They just look a bit out of their depth. They've lost all four games so far. It was 4-0 to Zenit when these teams met in St. Petersburg in Russia earlier this year. Zenit were 2-0 up. Then Malmo had a man sent off and Zenit scored twice more. It was just a completely one-sided contest. Zenit's lost its three other games. They lost to Juventus and to Chelsea, but they should be better than Malmo. They got better players in every department. They beat Nizhny Novgorod or something like that, 5-1 at the weekend. Whereas Malmo could only draw 2-2 at home with a mid-table team, Häcken, in the Swedish league. So things aren't looking great for Malmo. Things are looking up for Zenit. And if they win this game, they get third place, which means they drop into the Europa League. So there's a motivation there for them to win this game. And the odds on an away win just look really appealing to me.
All right. They look very appealing to me as well. So we're going to lock that in. Zenit at -105. We love that number. Okay. Let's move along to Wednesday, also 3 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to go with two names that have been very active in the soccer betting market this year, Liverpool and Porto. Now, talk to me on this one.
Well, coach, Liverpool thrashed Porto 5-1 when these teams met in Portugal earlier this season. I predicted a Portugal win, a Liverpool win, so I was pleased to see them get the job done there. Betting on Porto, therefore, sounds a bit crazy in this game, but That's what I'm going to do. My reasoning is that Liverpool has already secured qualification for the knockout stage of the Champions League. They're 7 points clear of their closest rivals, Porto and Atletico Madrid, with two games left to play. So there's no way they can be caught. For that reason, it would make a lot of sense for Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp to rest his key players for this game. They had a big game against Arsenal at the weekend. They won 4-0. They've got another big game next weekend against Southampton. There's not going to want to risk injury problems because he's already got quite a few players on the treatment table. If he were to risk key players for this one and they were to suffer more injuries, it would just be the most stupid move ever, because there's nothing to play for in this game. They've got literally no motivation to go and win. Whereas Porto, they're still desperately fighting for a place in the knockout stage of the tournament. They're going to be up for this game. And they've only lost one match all season. That was that 5-1 defeat to Liverpool, unbeaten in every other game they've played. So if you've got Liverpool's reserves coming up against the full-strength Porto, I'm going to take Porto. So I've got Porto in the draw, double chance, -110. That covers me if they just don't lose.
And that is why I tell people all the time, you have to watch these shows. You can't just look at the recap, because if you do, they are going to say he's crazy. But you got to listen to the explanation and the reasoning. This goes on all year long. It's a long play, not only in soccer betting, but it's a long play for the actual teams that are playing it. Is it not? They have to think about everything, not just this one game.
It certainly is, yes. Yeah. Squad rotation is huge for the big teams like Liverpool. They're in a three-way challenge for the title in the Premier League with Manchester City and Chelsea. They can't afford to drop points. So the game against Southampton at the weekend is huge. Whereas this game against Porto in midweek is the perfect opportunity to rest players, because there's no need to risk them. They've already got a few players out injured, and it would make no sense to start the likes of Virgil van Dijk, Mohamed Salah, Sadio Mane. Yeah. Just give them the week off and keep them prepared for the big game coming up at the weekend and preserve them for the Champions League knockout stage later in the season. You've got to really watch the rotation.
Yeah, they've already done the work. That's why they can rest them without worrying about losing any spots. Love that. All right, our final game, our fifth and final game, we're going to stay on Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern time as well. Manchester City, one of the really big names, taking on another big name in PSG. I have a feeling, it's just my gut, that you're going to give me a couple of bets that I absolutely love.
I hope so, coach. It's going to be an entertaining game, I hope, between two of the world's richest clubs. Abu Dhabi, the Emirate, owns Manchester City, and Qatar, the natural gas-rich Middle Eastern nation, owns PSG. They've just been pouring money into the squads of these teams, just buying up all the best players in the world. But none of them ever won the Champions League. Man City were runners-up last season. PSG were runners-up the season before that. Man City actually beat PSG in the semi-finals last season, home and away. But PSG got a bit of revenge by beating Manchester City earlier this season in the group stage, won 2-0. Man City played really well in that game. They created a lot of chances. They just couldn't find the finishing touch. I don't think they're going to draw another blank on Wednesday, so I think they get on the score sheet. PSG are also going to be really dangerous on the counter-attack. They've got Lionel Messi, Kylian Mbappe, Neymar, three of the best players in the world. Lionel Messi used to play for Pep Guardiola, the Man City manager, when they're at Barcelona together. And he always seems to score against Guardiola teams when he plays against them now. So I think PSG get on the score sheet. I think Man City win it. I'm leaning towards Man City, but the beauty of this both teams to score an over 2.5 goals bet is that you don't actually need to predict who's going to win. It just covers you if there's goals. I'm hoping and for goals.
I love that so, so much. Quick little bonus question, because I have people, they ask me so many different questions because they're either getting into soccer betting or they're just now realizing all the different leagues around the world. From a financial standpoint, why do teams care so much about the Champions League? What can they win if they're successful in the Champions League?
Oh, there's a huge financial incentive. I mean, you get millions and millions of euros just for progressing to the next stage. The prize money is huge. So even just qualifying for the Champions League is a really big deal. If a club in the Premier League or something fails to qualify for the Champions League, that's a massive blow for them. But once you're actually in it, the sheer prestige of winning this tournament is akin to winning the Super Bowl, I guess. I mean, they win their own domestic leagues, but a team like PSG wins the French league every season, whereas actually having the ability to beat the best teams in England, Italy, Spain, Germany, to say you've done that is like the crowning glory of your career. So everyone's desperate to win the Champions League.
All right. So all of you who are always asking me, there you have it from the horse's mouth. That's why it's so important. Financial, yes, but the prestige of saying that you beat the very best. All right, we're up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap, and it looks glorious. All right, three games on Tuesday. Chelsea in the under 4.5, -115. Atalanta straight to win, -114. Zenit straight to win, -105. Then two plays on Wednesday. We're going to Porto to win, draw the double chance, -110. And then Man City and PSG, both teams to score. And we're going to play the over 2.5 goals, -110. All right. There's only one thing left to do. And you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these Champions League tickets straight to the pay window. For my man, Martin Green, for the jeweler, puts it all together here at the brand. Remember, it doesn't matter the sport, the day. Follow here at our YouTube channel. Subscribe. Turn on your notifications. That way, every single time something new drops into your feed, you are notified. All right? Tell all your friends. We're here every single day. We like to call it the Early Edge. Good luck.